pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. We're waiting for our next guest, set to be David Faulkner, Alabama State House. Should be with us any moment now, but sometimes these guys get tied up in committee meetings or things of that sort, so that's why there's a little bit of a delay here, I suppose. But he's 46. I think that's Hoover, Mount Brook, and Homewood is what he's got listed here. In the meantime, 251-343-0106. You want to be in touch with me, your show host. All you do is text me. We got a few texts to get to here. Our friend Mommy Issues. Poor man, I don't get Trump a lot of credit. However, he cited legislation forcing hospitals and insurance companies to show the cost, which gives Americans the abilities to make informed choices. The transparency stuff. Yeah, I think that the health medical industrial complex really abuses their situation. That's a tough business, sick people are not inexpensive to treat, but it could be so much better. And we have this weird Frankenstein system in America with government subsidies and the private sector, the private intermediary health insurance here. I just think it works more efficiently if it's all, it won't work efficiently at all if it's all socialized versus all privatized. You had the real marketplace, but people don't want to leave the, they don't want to leave this up to the marketplace when it comes to healthcare. Leo writes this, morning, Jeff. Reference to blackmail shooter problem. It will never stop until the system feeds their change and rewards women to breed with no supporting father. I don't know. I don't think culturally maybe you could say that. I mean, fatherless children tend to have more of a problem here in the criminal justice system. I don't know that people just sit out to have children so they're rewarded with, they're showered with all these government benefits. So, Leo, I think it's a culture problem. And I'll say this, I don't think it's just, it is at home, but it's also this culture that we glorify some of this stuff going on the streets. I mean, McGruff the crime dog just doesn't cut it, right? That's not gonna, it's sort of the music culture and the Hollywood pop culture. There's a certain coolness to it. I don't know how to describe it. You know what I'm talking about. It's like that lifestyle is trendy. And is there a government solution to those kinds of problems? And there's probably not. Terry. Most of the federal employees are GS-9 below. If you got GS-9, 25 years of service, you could make around $80,000. Well, but you just take the average of all the salaries, you come out with a number, okay? Terry, I what do you want me to say? We shouldn't cut these people's salaries. It's hard to fire government employees. I'm just relaying what a member of Congress. Michael writes this, I don't think the majority of people will pity federal workers for losing their jobs. Government and government schools shouldn't be a jobs program. Yeah, I mean, that's not what government exists. Government, whatever the services that are rendered is why you are hired to be a government employee. It's not meant to be some kind of workforce, enhancement thing. And finally, Squirrel writes, leftists need to stop supporting and glorifying crooks and idiots. The Sanger Theater just hired a local criminal rapper. Well, that's good to hear. Anyway, our guest of honor here finally is here, and we're always appreciative. First time on this program, Miles Stomping Ground, over the mountain, I think, Hoover Homewood, Mountain Brook, that area. But State Representative David Faulkner is here with us on the program. Representative, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for stopping by. Yeah, yeah. We don't know each other real well, but I've seen you at some events, and we've talked a little bit. But,
that's right.
Yeah,
well, things are kind of crazy down here, so I was a few minutes late, but it's that's the way it is. When we're in session, it is just nonstop.
Well, yeah. Well, at least you get these 2-day weeks now. You were running those 3-day weeks; just they look brutal.
We got one next week.
Yeah, really?
We got a 3-day week next week. It appears. Well, then, at least that's what I'm hearing.
I don't know. You know better than I would. I'll be here either way, but. Well, it's another session. It's a new quadrennium, well, not a new quadrennium, but it's halfway through the quadrennium. How's it going for you?
It's going good. I mean, I'm kind of working on a bill in particular for the regarding a health plan option that the Farmers Federation would like to bring, and so we're still working with different sides on that bill. And I've spent a lot of time in that. But I've got a few other bills I've dropped. It's as busy as always. And you think it's not going to be as busy. Every year I come in thinking it won't be as busy. And then sure enough, it happens.
Well, let's talk about this. It's the Alpha plan, right?
That's right.
Explain that to us and like the nuance between what that is, what they're trying to accomplish versus like any other health insurance, United or Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's a difference there, right?
There is. And I'll probably stay out of the too much detail, with you at this point. Now once we have the bill in a kind of a final position, can go into more detail and join your show. But right, just to say it in a simple fashion, other states, there's about 9 other states that have, where the Farm Bureau has implemented this alternative type health plan for their members. So it's not health insurance. It's a health plan, but accomplishes perhaps the same goal. It gives people a different option to hopefully lower their healthcare cost. By going on this plan, and it's modeled after what they've done in other states. And Tennessee was the first one, our neighbor to the north. They did started in 1947 and offered this plan to their members. So in a general nutshell, that's what it does.
Well, and the idea here is you do have, like, if I decided to quit being a bad radio host to go be a farmer tomorrow, I wouldn't have the options for a lot of choice. I mean, I guess you could buy it directly through a provider, but it's very cost prohibitive. But there is an issue there that's causing some problem within the ag economy, right?
I mean, I think it could be a nice alternative, and that's why the Farm Bureau is bringing this. The Alabama Farmers Federation really thinks this could be attractive to their members. And so that's the reason for it. It's been done in other states, and successfully. So they're following that same model and would like to offer it to their members. And it's something real important to them. And, as a potential option to lower their healthcare cost.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly, I mean, there's a lot of chatter about this. I guess this was tried. The trial balloon was initially floated last year. And now it seems like now it's got real traction.
Yes, I think there's a real push. And like I said, we're meeting with both sides. And I say both sides, we're meeting with all sides, trying to address concerns that people have, and still make it something that can be viable and happen.
All right. Well, we're joined by State Representative David Faulkner here on the program. What else are you working on? I mean, that's got to probably commandeer most of your time, because that's one of the big hot buttons this session. But
yeah, I always find myself getting into other things, Jeff. But mostly, I do read other people's bills, and we try to fix those, make sure they're good bills before they go on the floor. And I try to assist Chairman Lovern in really the
rules. Yeah, because that's your reputation, is kind of knowing the rules of the body, right?
Well, looking at the looking at bills before and making sure they're good before they go on the floor. That's kind of the speaker's task to Chairman Lovern and myself, is that we do that. And then the committee, of course, itself also makes the picks for the bills that go onto the floor. But, so that's a big part of it. But I've got another bill that, I'm really excited about, but I don't have it yet. I had dropped a bill about, you remember a young lady, Lulu Gribben.
Yeah.
She was on my acolyte team at my church, and we go to church together, and her father and I were co-acolyte leaders. Well, when that shark attack happened to her, it really got me upset, to see her in 3 foot of water, and likely, no one knows for certain, but a shark attack had occurred an hour and a half before, and she's in the water with a friend, and that friend was also attacked, but not severely injured like Lulu was. But just for standing in 3 feet of water. And we've reached a point where we've got to do better at notifying people, if there's been a shark attack, for one, but how about, notifying when there's a heavy presence of sharks. That size shark. I'm not talking about a little 1 foot thing. I'm talking about something that can,
Well, how would you do that? Just have helicopters patrol, or?
Well, no. What I've met with the Department of Conservation, and I had a really good meeting with them. And so the bill I dropped originally, the bill that's out there, I'm not moving that bill. It has a lot of issues, and so I told people I'm going to address those issues, but after my meeting with the Department of Conservation, they really saw some real tangible things we could do, and a way to come up with a system to help notify people through your Amber Alert on your phone, for example. And it would be limited to that area. Obviously, we're not going to send a warning to Birmingham or Montgomery.
It's like when there's when something happens in Muscle Shoals, we get the alert in Mobile, but someone in Iuka, Mississippi doesn't get it.
That's
kind of weird.
We can limit those zones. And, Senator Katie Britt has a bill that she filed in this area that was dealing, I don't think it's passed yet, but I wanted to team up. I wanted to follow up on what Senator Britt did and try to do something here. And I'm really excited about this. I think the Department of Conservation thinks we can do this, and we can therefore say to people, we're going to try to make our beaches as safe as possible so that you have notification. You can look, no one can ever guarantee anybody's safety. We know that. We don't need anybody to tell us that. We know that. But let's try to make it so that, let's be smart. And if we do see a large presence of large sharks in a beach in a close area to the beach, where we know people are going to be, or we've had a shark attack, or we've had a close encounter with a shark. And if we have people that are professionals in that regard, that then could notify to the Amber Alert system that our Department of Conservation does, and the emergency management folks, let's do it. So I'm about people trying to say, yes, how can we do something?
Yeah.
How can we make it better? Yeah, there's always issues.
I'll tell you what's interesting, and we got to wrap it up here, but a over-the-mountain Birmingham lawmaker is talking about this on this program. This is our audience down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know your constituent there is probably what was the impetus here, but...
That and all the other attacks that have happened to people... whether it's in Florida or in our great beaches down in Gulf Shores, where I spend all my summers.
Yeah.
Well, Representative, we'll let you go. I know it's a busy day, but we made it happen. We'll make it happen again, and we'll talk more about that, Bill.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's of interest to our audience here.
Yeah.
State Representative David Faulkner hopping on here real quick. We got to get a break. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
The finest pickup to ever play the blues.